Well, Bert van Manen's electorate of Ford is one of 20 marginal seats, seven of which are in Queensland, that the current polling shows the coalition is in danger of losing. With another leadership challenge looming, our reporter George Roberts went to Ford to test the appetite for a leadership change.
It's the business end of the season for Logan Village men's soccer team. Their home ground is in the heart of the Queensland electorate of Ford, the second most marginal seat in the country, one the coalition looks likely to lose. But fewer than 24 hours out from the failed prime ministerial challenge, many of these players don't like seeing disunity.
Oh, look, I think it's a bit of a disgrace. I think if we keep doing this, we come a laughing stock around the world.
To me, it was a bit of a surprise.
Do you think a change of leader could change the government's electoral chances?
I don't think so. I think it'd probably make it worse. I think it just shows that they are unstable.
18-year-old midfielder Kalen has seen six prime ministers in his lifetime and has some advice for politicians.
Stop stabbing each other in the back and actually work together, because I mean, if you keep going for your own people, how are you supposed to take out the competition? Like, you're just hurting yourselves. It's dumb, really.
While the team's striker Ian perhaps reflects why some Queensland voters may be finding Conservative politicians or One Nation attractive.
The immigration laws need to be changed because there's too many bloody people from other countries and trying to change this country.
Seven of the coalition's most marginal seats are in Queensland. Ford is held by less than 1%. The central Queensland seat of Capricornia is on a similar margin. The others under 4% are Flynn, that takes in Gladstone, Brisbane-based Bonner, Mr Dutton's seat of Dixon and neighbouring Petrie north of Brisbane, and the North Queensland seat of Dawson, held by the ultra-conservative George Christensen. The ABC's election analyst is Anthony Gree.
The government basically has to hold everything in Queensland, and the polls are indicating there's a swing against the government, and the Longman by-election also indicates there's a swing against the government, plus a swing towards One Nation. The government will clearly be hoping that if they have Peter Dutton as leader, it will improve the government's stocks in Queensland and they don't have to worry about losing too many seats.
Dr. Glenn Kefford, a political science lecturer from Macquarie University, says there could be a reaction to that.
Those who are more liberal rather than conservative, in particular in states like New South Wales, Victoria, perhaps even South Australia, that they might be more likely to drift away from the coalition. So there is a danger here for the coalition that they might be cutting off their nose by their face.
Another politics expert is Dr. Stuart Jackson of the University of Sydney.
The challenges for the coalition are probably now more extreme than they have been for some time. The deep divisions within the party between the Conservatives and the moderates is now exposed. The challenge itself is just the first round. We could expect another challenge. So I think that the coalition will be in damage control for some time now.
Dr. Stuart Jackson from the University of Sydney, ending that report from George Roberts.